to Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy.
Hi. Hi, Carol. Hi, Tammy.
I'm Kimmy. I love technology.
Yes, it's amazing. The stream looks like it's gotten better, so hopefully we won't have the same issue. We might have some issues where it gets jumpy and stuff, but I am recording, so we will have a playback later. And hi, Terry. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
We love you guys. We have missed you. I know it's only been a week, but we really have missed you. You guys are our wonderful co-hosts, our friends, our fam. Yeah. And we absolutely love, like, just talking to you. Have I said that to you guys? Because seriously, I mean it. Like, I really, this is like our favorite part of the week. We just love jumping on and just talking and shooting the breeze, all that good stuff.
Oh, thank you, Tammy. We love you too.
Aww. let me turn the cup around.
Hi, Julie.
Kristen, what are you drinking?
Oh, I have got strawberry seltzer this time.
Wait, turn it around.
I'm sorry. I used the wrong hand.
You can't drink to yourself?
I'm sorry. I'm terrible at this.
I'm a drink to Kristen.
I'm totally drinking to Kimmy, too. What have you got in yours?
Okay, it's not piss. I know it looks yellow. It is herbal tea. It's herbal tea because... I bet you need to go to sleep. So I can't drink coffee right now. Maybe next week, but I have to drink this herbal tea. So I'm doing the ginger and lemon again. It's really good. It's really good.
Lemon and ginger. Ooh, yeah. Please do let us know in the comments what you've got in your cup too.
Drinking. Put it down.
Also, in case you guys didn't see the post earlier today, we have a new merch store where you can buy your very own cup just like Kimmy's. Well, similar to. But I'm going to drop that link right there in the comments where you can purchase crap with our faces on it. And she got a pillow.
Can you see this awesome ass pillow?
That's an amazing pillow. Yeah.
That is us. just so you guys know, if you're loving it, feel free to buy yourself some stuff. Represent SSKK. you're a part of the fam, so make sure that you get your merch.
Yes. Tammy says she's drinking a margarita for us.
Well, damn. Thank you.
I know,
that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about. Salt and salt.
Oh, it's so good, though. Margaritas. Murneriners. That's the kind of day I'm having today.
Right?
Hi, Lisa.
We love you guys.
We appreciate you guys joining us.
We love you. We love our wonderful guests who come on and you know, bring their experiences and their knowledge with us. And today is just going to be me and Kristen, and we're really excited about that. We love hanging out with you guys, but this is going to be a good topic because it's going to get us into next.
Yeah. Yes.
The dogs are excited too.
They're super excited.
What is our topic for today?
So our topic this week is ghosts versus spirits and residual versus intelligent hauntings. Carol says she's got peppermint tea, which sounds delicious. And Lisa, we are very happy that you were able to make it too. So thank you for joining us.
Jose said he's interested in a pillow. Mm-hmm. Is that color okay for you though? It's all me. So we can make it a little calmer for everybody else. We could do a white pillow or something like that. But you know me, I had to do the Crayola color going on over there. So we had to, you know, I'm just a little out there.
I'm gonna go into our store right now immediately and add a pillow to our store. Okay, but I will do that after the show. But so for today, we're talking about
pie or something. I feel like I'm really giddy. I don't know what the hell.
Really giddy too. No, I really am.
Does anyone know if there's any type of spiritual moon or spiritual, I don't know, Mercury or something going on? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just happy.
Okay, so ghosts and spirits. Kimmy, to you, what are, let's see, actually, which do you think would be more scary? Do you think it should be ghosts or spirits? So I've gone ahead and posted a poll. So let us know in the poll what you think is scarier, ghosts or spirits. So Kimmy, what do you say?
Purple hair. I'm sorry. I just got really distracted by the purple hair. That's awesome. What do I think? I would say, and of course I'm never going to give just a straight answer, but it depends on where on your spiritual journey you are. If you're open, if you're not open, because I would say if you're just experiencing something for the very first time, no matter whether it's like, you know, a ghost or a spirit or whatever, I think you're going to freak the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Which is why so many people say, oh, my house is evil. There's evil energy. And it's like totally not true because they just don't know. So I would say that's one. It depends. We're on your journey because I was scared of everything in the beginning. After a while, it became funny, but like, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to be a medium, even though I was. It was like, maybe I just want to be safe as a psychic, you know? I don't know. But I guess I would have to say ghost. Mm. I guess I would have to say that, but that's only because I'm chicken shit and but I am dipping my toe into that.
Yeah.
But I also know that there's a different side. Like, so I would say just me personally going in without knowing anything, I'm already going in there scared, which we all know is wrong. So that's my answer.
Okay. That's a really good answer. I mean, for me, I'm just recently learning that there is a difference between ghosts and spirits, because ever since I was little, I'm pretty sure now that I've got some extra insight that it's actually spirits that I've been experiencing, but it always looked like ghosts to me. Like when I was a little kid, I remember being so scared out of my mind because my mom and I used to share a bedroom and she slept right in a bed across from mine in the same room. And I remember seeing like these spirits circling around her, like she's laying horizontally and the spirits are circling around her, disappearing into the floor, coming out of the wall behind her and disappearing into the floor. And it was the same ones like over and over and over again. And as a little kid, I'm laying there like,
hell yeah, you don't know what that is.
Just watching this happen. I mean, I imagine now that it's probably just like some guides or, you know, crossover loved ones.
I would say, in all fairness, that's still weird.
Yeah. It was sit totally weird.
Down. Why are you flying around so much? Just sit down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't need all that extra drama. Like, just sit down. We see you, okay? That's not, we don't need all that.
It's too much. It's too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think until you can separate the two, or all the different categories in between and, you know, outside and whatever.
Yeah, because we're not even talking about poltergeist right now.
No.
Because that's a whole different category.
Exactly. You know how we do. We always have like these little side conversations. That's a whole nother show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think until you know what anything is, it's scary as hell. I think like even public speaking is scary because you haven't done it before. So I think just in general, anything that you're not aware of, you're not knowledgeable of, it's scary.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Mm-hmm. So did they do a poll?
I did post a poll, but I honestly have no idea where it went to. I don't know if our viewers are seeing it.
If anyone's ever watched Seinfeld, why don't you just tell us what your answer is?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So, what do you guys think? What is scarier, spirits or ghosts?
Yeah.
And do you know the difference?
Ha ha. But how do you tell the difference though? Like how are you able to tell the difference, Kimmy?
Good question.
Terry said she voted ghosts. Ghosts are more scary.
Mm-hmm. So One thing is, how do you feel besides being scared or startled? We'll say startled, mm-hmm. but how do you feel around whatever it is you're seeing? Do you feel like there's a heavy negative energy, or do you feel like you're startled, but you don't feel afraid? Mm-hmm. Like, I would say start there. Because for kids, I would probably say, because they're so open, majority of the time they're probably gonna encounter, and this is not a rule or anything, but they'll probably encounter more of ghosts than spirits. Not that they don't, you know, experience that as well, but because they're so open and you have these ghosts that are trying to either get their attention, talk, ask for help, or just be seen and heard, it's like, you know, a moth to a flame, you mm-hmm. know? So how do you feel during this experience? That will kind of give you, like, that's just a simple, you know, what is it? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? Then there's another layer. Okay, yes, it feels bad. Is it because you feel they're negative, or is it because that ghost is projecting their own feelings on you? So there's a different level there.
Yes. Yes, there's absolutely multiple layers. It's multifaceted. So we have several comments here. So Terry and Suzanne said ghosts, and Carol said spirits are scarier. Teenagers are definitely sensitive as well.
Oh, I thought you were saying teenagers are scary.
Yeah, teenagers are scary too.
I thought that answer.
Yeah, teenagers are totally scary. I should have added that as a third option.
Seriously.
But so Carol asked, how do you know what is the difference? And do ghosts manifest like a ghost can? Are spirits only felt, or can they be seen? And actually, that was going to be like the next part that I touched on as far as like my experience with ghosts and spirits, specifically through my development and really exploring what it is that I do, that I'm able to communicate with these entities, these beings that don't exist in our dimension, so to speak, is that the difference between ghosts and spirit actually depends upon communication for me. Whether or not they communicate with me or attempt to. So, which will actually bring us into our residual versus intelligent hauntings conversation. Mm-hmm. Because it's always like ghosts are just kind of there. They have no intention to really communicate or to initiate contact with anybody. They're just going about their ghostly business and have no inclination of what's happening in the human realm. But with a spirit, if they try to reach out to me and to connect with me and to make some sort of contact or communication, if I'm getting any kind of visuals whatsoever, then to me that says that it's intelligent. Mm-hmm. But that's just been my experience so far. I don't know about Absolutely. You.
So yes to that for sure. But I would say with ghost, there's again, there's multi-levels, but I'll just say for the two that I'm aware of, there is the residual ghost and there is an intelligent ghost. So there actually are two levels. So you can get a ghost who's completely fully interacting with you. Mm-hmm. And do you want me to actually, like, I don't know, I don't want to go ahead of our conversation, but do we want to talk about what a ghost really is as opposed to a spirit?
Sure, do it.
So for me, you can definitely for sure have a conversation with a ghost, an intelligent conversation. They are answering you with answers that would make sense. Mm-hmm. But then you also have the residual. You might hear ghost loop or something like that. So you can have a residual haunting, which is basically just an imprint on that location. So it will look as if it's a real intelligent thing, but you'll notice it keeps doing the same thing, as if some type of routine that they did when they're alive. You try to communicate with it. It may look at you, or you may think it's looking at you, but it's just doing what it normally would have done. No matter who's there communicating with it, it looks exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. So if you see someone walking up and down your hallways or up and down, it's just an imprint on that location.
Mm-hmm. And now, again, I feel the need to bring up that episode of Kindred Spirits called Zombie Boy. where they set up a story and they gave this entity a name and a backstory and everything. And when Chip Coffee, the psychic medium, came through and started giving a reading, was pulling up all this information that the investigators had planted. It just goes to show you, like, how powerful intention actually is.
Oh, man, there's so many layers, because we can go into that, which is basically so many people putting this intention out there that it actually starts to create an entity. We think that's crazy, but hello,
how happens.
Prayer, your prayers, it's so powerful. You're putting that stuff out there and you're manifesting it. So imagine having a whole bunch of people manifesting the same exact story. It becomes real. Mm-hmm. But there's also, so that's another level. Then there's there's somebody, Gettysburg example. How many people see soldiers and all that, you know, shooting the cannons, walking and doing their rounds and whatnot, but they can't actually interact with them? That's a residual haunting. There's, you know, you can clear the space or attempt to, but there's no harm. They're not harming you. They're not interacting with you. But then there's the ghosts who are full on, have intentions.
They're still at war.
Yeah, you know, so we have... Okay, the thing just popped up, which is more scary, ghosters.
Of course. Yay, Facebook.
Anyway, let me stop cursing before they take us off air. Then you have ghosts who are intelligent, and they're what we called earthbound spirits. So ghosts and earthbound spirits, they're the same exact thing. They're those who, for whatever reason, decide that they don't want to cross over to the next level. They have free will. They decide that they want to stay kind of close to the earthbound, to the earth plane, whether it be unfinished business, whether it be their own spiritual beliefs where they think like, okay, they were a bad person, so they're going to hell or whatever. Whatever it is, you know, maybe they want to stay close to family. Maybe they don't want somebody to take over their house. Whatever it is, they have free will to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. They also have free will to scare the shit out of you if they want.
Yes, they do.
And be assholes. And but I'm not saying that they all are. They have free will like they did when they were living. So they can be nice. They can be angry. They can be upset. They can be manipulative, whatever, you know what I mean? They have the free will to do whatever they want. That's a ghost.
Yeah.
Or bound. So again, there's different layers and levels. But
I mean, we could even take the divide so far as to say that any human who has ever passed or crossed over is a ghost, but that a spirit would be like an ascended master, which is a whole different... whole different conversation, but maybe that might be more appropriate. I mean, I don't know how the fuck to define this stuff. I don't think anybody knows how to actually define it. Everybody has their own experiences.
We could all be completely wrong, but from how we see it or how we've known it to be, or from, you know, those who do trance or channeling, the spirits that come through, what they tell us, those who are spirits are any... I'll just say entity that has crossed over into the light. Mm-hmm. So your dead loved ones who come through mediums, who want to chit chat, their spirits. But then there's levels of spirits. There's the regular, you know, we call them loved ones. Then there's the guardian angels, ascended masters. There's the archangels. There's a whole plethora of other things, but we'll just keep it at that. Mm-hmm. So anything in the light, which is when we say raise our vibration, because we want to connect with the good. Those are spirits. But we interchange the words all the time. But if you want to know the real definition, there you go. Questions?
To clarify anybody's potential confusion, I just want to say that we are not talking about demons or lesser demons or any of that stuff right now. We're just talking about ghosts and spirits, because I feel that both of those can exist. Like ghosts, I mean... like demons, lesser entities, they can exist in those similar realms if you're open to receiving that kind of stuff. But I don't want to get like too crazy in depth about that.
Yeah.
Because I've had some weird experiences surrounding stuff like that. Like I have been scratched. I've been scratched. I've had my hair pulled. I've seen all kinds of craziness. I've had people screaming in my ear. Like wakes me up. People are screaming in my ear.
I swear I'll never forget this ghost who was like yelling at me when I was meditating, and it's so hilarious. Like I was pissed off in the moment, but like the shit that he was saying, it was hilarious. Like I don't know if I told the story, but you know how like sometimes you get gel and it flakes.
Hey, was he mad that his gel was flaking?
He came up to me, I swear it was the funniest shit. And I only tell you guys this story because we're cool like that. I won't put this out there like that. But he came, I'm in a deep meditation. I was doing like an hour or two of meditation. He came up to me and he had this Jamaican accent. He said, "You got dandruff." And I said, "No, it's gel. I swear to God, it's gel. It's gel."
He's trying to help you out.
Sorry, I'm cursing. Who are you to sit there and tell me I got dance? Mind your business. I'm like, how random is that? Like, in all the things that you can do in the afterlife, you're worrying about my gel. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. Like, I would think of like people I want to visit, like places I've never gone to when I was alive. Are you worrying about my gel and if I have dandruff or not? That makes no sense. And I did not, okay? But anyway. So sorry.
That's
That's me.
amazing.
So I said that because he was like all in my face, and I'm like, "What the guam? What are you doing? Like, why are you in my business?" But
It's
anyway.
probably something that he obsessed over.
Now see, that's the difference between ghost and spirit, because a spirit would know their place with me, whereas ghosts, like, they don't care. They would say whatever. But another, if you don't mind me saying, another way to kind of tell the difference is you'll hear a lot of us spiritual people say, "Raise your vibration." Why? Why do we keep saying raise your vibration, and what does that mean? When you're in a better place, your light is brighter, you're higher, and you're only kind of able to connect to higher beings because that's where you're bringing yourself. So that's where you're connecting with the spirits, angels, loved ones, ascended masters, higher beings, that type of thing. But if you're in a really bad place or don't even know that you're an opened medium, you'll probably be interacting with ghosts because they're lower vibrational, they're more on the earth plane, so it's way easier for them to connect to you when you're not like in a good place. So you'll notice a lot of mediums who don't know their mediums, to try to close everything off, they have some type of addictions or something because they're trying to close themselves off. Had they had some type of support, they would know that it's as easy as like literally raising their vibration, and they don't have to deal with that type of stuff anymore. So that's just another way to kind of, Tammy, you laughing at my dandruff story?
I definitely want to get to Terry's questions, but real quick, along that topic though, see, I kind of have a little bit of an opposite problem where I think that most of the time my vibrational energy is so high that I have difficulty like communicating accurately when I'm trying to give a reading. So part of my process is legitimately I need to have at least one alcoholic drink. One minimum. One or two. Two is preferable. I'm not talking about sloshy drunk, but one or two beverages to help bring me down a little bit. And I mean, I really don't know if that's because of the vibrational energy or if it's because it helps me get out of my head. But that's seriously something that I need to contemplate and figure out and work on so that I don't need to be using stuff like that during a reading. But that's just how I operate.
Yeah, no, it makes sense because anyone who's ever dealt with like anxiety, especially social anxiety, or you have a meeting of someone, or you're going on a first date or whatever, somewhere where like your heart is fluttering, you're sweating because you're anxiety, what do people say? Take a quick shot. You know what I mean? So calm yourself down. So I feel like if your vibration is so high, I don't know if you actually feel like the anxiety, if that's what it is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I know for me with anxiety, I would literally, like, before I was going somewhere, I would, even if it was just wine, because I didn't really have, like, you know, strong alcohol, I would take like a shot just to calm myself down. Mm-hmm. I figured out other ways to do that. But like, it's the energy of high vibrational beings is really, really strong. And I would ask you to try to say, because the whole medium thing, I'm sure we all know. Okay, so here's the earth plane. Here's where like the ghosts are. Mediums are in the middle, you mm-hmm. know, because we can communicate with the higher beings as well as the lower beings. The higher beings have to come down to our level or as close as they can, but we have to move up to reach them. Now, when we move up and we're not expecting it, or we're not sure what we're doing because we just haven't had that much experience or whatever, it feels like anxiety. It feels like heart palpitations. It feels like there's so much energy moving around you. But you can always say to the higher beings to kind of like ease up on the energy, because it is intense in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know. Mm-hmm. So we always have, you know, we can have that communication and say, you know, can you kind of like back up a little bit?
Yeah.
Or instead of directly connecting with them, you can say, could you communicate with my guides, and my guides will tell me what I need to know. You can do it that way too.
You know what though? That's also where I have another issue, because people always talk about, oh, my guides, I connect with my guides. I have never connected with any kind of guide whatsoever. Like, I don't have any kind of personal relationship with any of them.
That's fine, because they're there.
I'm not sure that they are. I've never felt them. I mean, I take that back. I'm lying. The only time that I know for sure that someone is helping and guiding is when my hands are heating up. And I think that has to do with the Reiki attunement, because mm-hmm. hands on, Reiki on, energy on. But anyway, let me get to Terry's question, because it's a really good one. She says, these ghost hunter shows that try to imply that ghosts can be trapped in this world. What are your thoughts on that?
I would say trapped is a sensitive word for a lot of people, because a lot of people believe that spirits can't, or ghosts, excuse me. See, there you go. You interchange the words, that ghosts can't be trapped, but it really depends on what you mean by trapped. Is it trapped because of their own doing? They feel like they have something, you know, that they need to accomplish, or they themselves are trapping themselves in their own type of hell on earth type of thing. So it's not to say that God or anything else is actually trapping them. It's usually their own misery or their own will that's doing that. However, I will say, if you're going deep into like investigations and hauntings and different levels of spirits and how long a spirit has been earthbound and the different types of things that they can learn to do, that's a whole different thing, because you can have a ghost actually trap another ghost. Mm. That's a whole different thing. But again, it's because the lesser ghost doesn't realize their own power. Yeah. And they can be freed. I'll just put that out there. So it's a lot of what's going on. They don't really have a head, but in their own little mind, heart, soul, whatever you want to call it. So trapped means a lot of different things. I would say it's really free will. Once they have had enough and they decide that, okay, they want to move on, they can.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I don't know, because I experience spirit in a way where it just all feels like energy, mm-hmm. Where there really isn't much of a difference, you know, between the ones that may be trapped. Like, I've never experienced a trapped spirit. It always seems like the ones who are still here just want to be here, and mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if they're here, if they've crossed over, whether or not I can connect with them. Like, it's never been a problem. Like, sure, I can go out into an investigation and say, oh my God, there is totally some sort of a loop happening, or there's a ghost here, or there's a spirit here, or there was at one point in time, because I'm able to pick up on that, like, was aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're tapping into the energetic, you know, aura of the location.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the energetic aura, signature, whatever you want to call it. Like, that's just how I experience spirit in general, is it's just an energy that I can pick up on. So I don't necessarily believe that spirits can be 100% trapped. I feel like there are people who can pick up on those energy signatures, whether that be with recording things or tools or whatever, if they're doing an investigation, or maybe there's a psychic or a medium that's picking up on something. So thank you for that question, Terry.
That's a great question. And question for you, how do you, like, what's, in your opinion, what is your primary ability, you know, clear? Like, how do you, because that also will determine how you experience spirits. Like, for me, I'm clairvoyant. I mean, I you know, have clairsentience and all that stuff, but, like, I would say the first thing is that I see.
Yeah.
So I can tell right away the difference between a higher being. I mean, one, it's that feeling, you know, and sometimes it's look, you know, like there's this, like, beautiful kind of glowing aura usually, or, you know, and I'll feel a happiness or, like, just love. Whereas with a ghost, you don't necessarily feel that, you know, mm-hmm. there's a difference. You see them more earthly, you know,
yeah.
And there's a heavier feeling with them, not meaning negative, but, like, literally it just feels heavier because it's down to the earth plane, whereas spirits are higher. So it just feels lighter. Mm. But some people can only hear.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they determine that? Usually I would probably guess that there's gotta be another, you know, ability that kind of kicks in that helps. So that's a whole different factor as well. Like, how does the medium or psychic perceive and receive information, you know?
So, yes.
Yeah, that's something that, like, I didn't really think about. Like, you know, I see one way, but Kristen might see completely, or not see, but she might perceive and receive messages completely different than I do.
Yeah. I mean, we probably do. That's something that we haven't ever really explored before.
Yeah.
Oh. But I do, I think that I'm predominantly clairvoyant with a hefty dose of clairsentience.
Okay, so
like, I feel, well, I don't know, because, all right, so it's a toss-up between clairvoyance and claircognizance.
Mm-hmm.
With clear sentience thrown in there. So, like, clear seeing and clear knowing, it's kind of a 50-50 shot which one I'm going to lead with.
Gotcha.
And then comes the clear sentience or clear feeling.
Clear sentience is really hard. So, again, for those of you who may or may not know, that is a clear knowing. Which is so hard to know, like, if you're making something up. That's, like, I would say that's probably the hardest ability to, like, really, like, figure out in the beginning, because it's like, am I making something up, or is this being the information being given to me? Whereas I use my clairsentience, so I feel, so I can feel right away, is this spirit, like, projecting a lot of love? If so, I already know. But I also can feel in my stomach, because I use clairsentience. I know right away, do I like this situation or am I okay? Because if I don't like this situation, like the house that I went into, that is pure ghost. That is pure. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm not feeling this energy. Whereas I can go in and say, there's a presence here, but I'm okay with it. That's totally different. So it really depends on how the medium is receiving their information. So, like, that's one of those questions that it's like, what works best for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the most important thing, is what works best for you, and to continue to develop that. So Oh, what in the world is Claire Gustance?
I agree with you, Jose, because that's why those are one of the lesser Claires. So you can smell or you can taste. Okay. How the hell do you taste the ghost? I don't know. So it's what it is that like the spirit or the ghost will give you something that is reminiscent to them, a food that they like or whatever, or if the person smokes cigarettes or cigars, you'll smell it. But like for that to be like your predominant one, I have yet to hear a medium say that is like there. It's usually one of the top four. Is you either see, you hear, you feel, or you just know. And then you have all these little side players.
So, okay, well, I have a bit of a confession to make then, because I didn't even know that had a name. It was just always been a thing that I've been able to do. but it's not a primary thing. Not by any means is it a primary thing. But, like, I was in a reading a couple of days ago, and I was like, oh, God, I just got the taste of vinegar in my mouth. Like, straight up vinegar. And it ended up relaying, like, she was able to accept that piece of evidence for her crossed over loved one. And I was like.
See, I have. Really, really good smelling. So spirit knows, don't mess with me with smelling because I will get sick. I would get sick right there. I'd be like, excuse me, hold on. Mm-hmm. Irish finger, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with this. So
Jesus.
Are there questions or are there any experiences that you had with ghosts or spirits? And I agree with some of the comments that, like, in the beginning, when you're not sure who or what you're dealing with, it's all scary.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was me, you know, until I stepped in and said, okay, I know I'm protected and whatever happens, happens. I know God's got me. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to like really sort through things. But like you were saying, you've dealt with that like shadow stuff and the darker side. Mm-hmm. So like, what are some experiences? Because I think you said that you've done investigations before, mm-hmm. whereas I've had my own personal experiences with shadow, but I haven't done investigations. Mm. So I'm very interested in that.
So as far as like investigations, I did kind of an unofficial one, and I'm not going to disclose the location, but I can tell you that it was a state-run institution for mentally disabled adults.
Oh, a lot of energy.
Yeah, it was a place for adults, and it's still in operation. It's still there because I worked there as a security guard. Oh. But I worked there as a security guard on the night shift, which made it perfect. For me to like kind of, I didn't even realize that the place was haunted until I started working there. But then that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to start investigating some places. And I had some serious, serious experiences while I was there. So there was a gym that was inside of a building that I was in. I was on the treadmill and I had the radio on and I was exercising on my break on the treadmill when I hear footsteps outside of the door. This is the first time that I was clued into something was going on. So I reached over and I turned the radio down and I'm listening like, is my supervisor coming? And I shit you not, the lights went out in that room. So I ran out the door like I got this gigantic duty belt on with a flashlight. I didn't even care about turning the flashlight on. I went running out that door. And as soon as I got out the other side, I didn't even have my shoes on. I don't know why I was on a treadmill without shoes, but I didn't even have shoes on. And I picked up my radio. I was like, yo, I need backup over here. There's someone inside the building who has just turned the lights off. And they sent other officers over there, looked, searched. There was nobody there. And the light switch had been actually flipped off.
That's crazy.
All the doors were locked.
That reminds me of the show. Was it Paranormal Night Shift or Night Shift that I forgot what it is on there, but like it reminds me of that. Like, you won't be seeing me working any type of night shift in I just can't. I'm probably like one of the scariest mediums you've ever met. Like, I don't put myself in situations that just don't make sense to me. And it's not so much of like, well, maybe it is the fear of what's going to happen, but like, I already can feel it. You know what I mean? So I don't need to explain. I already know. Mm-hmm. I want to say that Facebook seems to be having issues again. So if any of you are experiencing any glitches, it's because you're on an older Facebook app. Because I have two different devices here. The one that's older is having glitches. It just started and the phone is fine. So just know that it's not us.
Yeah. Oh, how come the ghosts on those shows only come out at night? You know what, Jose? That is my biggest problem with that, because I didn't just work a night shift there. I work day shifts too. And
yeah, not all times of the day. Like, those shows want to make it scary.
It's just dramatic. Like, it's dramatic when there's footage captured at night and it's scary and you can't see what's in front of you. You can't see 5 feet in front of you. But I can tell you, it's even more scary when you see something during the day and you can see it plain as fucking day.
Yes, absolutely. And those shows, I mean, yes, it's scary to the people who are experiencing it in the moment, but it's like, why does every ghost have to have like their face torn off or some crazy? And why are they always screaming? Bitch, why are you screaming in my face? Like, that is not right. What? That is not. Ask anybody if they're watching a paranormal show with me. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. But usually it's the production company that's doing all that extra stuff. It's not the person telling the story.
Right.
But it's like so extra. Mm-hmm. Again, yeah, it's scary in the moment, usually because you're shocked and not necessarily like terrified. And if you are, it's because you weren't expecting it. But usually they don't all look like they're demons.
No, I mean, it was in that very same place, though, where I swear to you that I saw a demon in a human suit.
I don't doubt that you could have experienced that. I really don't.
I felt it. I felt it. Like, it was a person on the other side of that door, but I felt it.
You know, yeah. The difference. And I've had experiences with the incubus. Mm. I'm saying it right. Incubus. So trust me.
Oh, I don't want, oh God, no incubus.
Those things are out there. But I will say that you can, with raising your vibration and saying, I only want to connect with XYZ, whatever, you can do that. For those of us who want to help those in the shadows, those who, you know, this is where I think a lot of people hear like the word stuck, or they think stuck. So I'll give an example. I had a lady who was projecting herself because they have free will and they don't have a human body anymore. So they can make themselves look like anything they want. So if they're trying to scare you because they don't want you in their space, then they will show you, you know, themselves in a very scary way. So this broad was pissing me off and I just wanted to go to sleep, like, leave me alone. But she wanted to, you know, scare me and get in my face, and to the point where I was pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, I was beyond, like, I was past the point of scared. I was like, what the is your problem? Like, can I sleep? And then she realized, like, okay, she can't do that with me. Like, anybody else that would, you know, scare the crap off and they'd be on their way, but me, I'm like, look, I'm scarier when I don't have sleep. So you're no match for me. Okay. Have you seen me when I don't sleep? Anyway. So then she was like, all right, I'm not going to be able to do this with her. And then she changed her appearance. Mm-hmm. And she was an older lady from a different time. And the reason why she was so upset is because there were all these people coming in and out of her space. It was a hotel, but it used to be her home. Yep. And she just wanted her granddaughter. She was searching for her granddaughter and didn't realize why all these people were there and they weren't responding to her. Mm-hmm. They weren't listening to her. And so she kept mm-hmm. getting more upset because these people are there. Why can't they hear me? Why aren't they responding to me? And so if you can just push through any type of fear, you can realize that that was her her frustration, her longing, her sadness, all of her feelings balled up into what she wanted to project. Mm-hmm. So when I, you know, called in, and I'm not saying that I crossed her over, but I helped by saying, you know, well, let me see if I can find your granddaughter. Her granddaughter came in, and immediately there was this like softness to her, and she went away with her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to say, like, don't be so scared with ghosts, because sometimes they're just really misunderstood.
Yeah.
If you can push through it, it's a beautiful thing to be able to witness that. I didn't tell her to cross over. She made the decision to mm-hmm. be with her family.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just needed to be reminded that that was even an option.
Yeah, she had no idea that it was that simple to just mm-hmm. say, to just let it all go and say, I want to go where my family is. Mm-hmm. So it was a beautiful thing. And so if you can just brave it, tough it out a little bit, or watch The Ghost Whisperer, you'll see that a lot of the times they're really misunderstood, and the scary feeling that we feel is really just coming from the ghost itself.
Mm-hmm. Or it's just coming from the fear of the unknown. Like, you don't know how to react to that. You don't know what to do with that. Like, there's something coming at you you've never experienced before. Oh, shit.
Think of this energy coming here, and then your energy, and you're both just bouncing off each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, like, it's like this bumblefuck of like energy, and it's like you don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Carol's question about her ghost at work, that he flings things off of the tea urn, his name tag gets thrown off the desk, bathroom door opens and closes, is it residual or is he actually visiting us? I think that you have a combination issue there. Like, me just kind of feeling into the space because I know specifically where she works at. I think there's mm-hmm. a combination of activity where it's like there's some residual stuff and there's some intelligent stuff too. And it has to do, Carol, you know exactly who this is. I don't remember her name, but it has to do with that employee that was doing stuff that she shouldn't have been doing there.
Mm.
She invited some things in, unfortunately. Mm. Because she didn't know exactly what she was doing.
Oh boy, isn't that the way?
Yeah.
People know stuff that they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to open, and they damn sure don't know how to close. Mm-hmm. And so whoever's left behind has to deal with all of that stuff.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's horrible.
I have a feeling that there's something to do with like the water faucets too. Something to do with the water faucets. Like, you'll see water faucets turned on, and this isn't something that she's ever told me before, but that there will be water faucets turned on and left on, and it's because of whatever it was. She's saying, no, not her.
But what I want to say is,
oh,
though,
Harry. Oh, poor Harry. No, I still feel like there's definitely a difference. I do feel like Harry comes and visits sometimes, but all of that activity is not because of him. That's my final answer.
I also want to say, if for instance, Harry, if you knew him and you have to go to this space every single day where he used to work, where he used to frequent, and you're constantly thinking about him, you could possibly also be opening up a door,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't want to say you can't let him go, but sometimes without knowing it, you know, because we feel such sorrow or such love for a person who has passed away, we could be opening up, you know, a door.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean bad or anything like that, but you can be, you know, opening it up for other passerbys to kind of come through.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's a situation, but it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So I have this freaking closed captioning on my thing. So I'm trying to read the comments, but I have my comments right on top of them. So I'm like in between, see what, if there's any questions or whatever. But I want to say this conversation, we really wanted to talk about this because we have a very special guest that's coming in next week and he has some stories for you. So a lot mm-hmm. of things that we've been talking about and the possibilities, he's actually experienced firsthand. Mm-hmm. So he's had experiences with more of the, we'll say the darker or the shadow side. So he's got some stuff for you.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
I mean, there's, oh, and he's such a great storyteller as well. So like, you definitely want to be here next week and tell your friends mm-hmm. and share the replays and everything because he's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Like the things that happen to him are just insane. You want to talk about like, we're just like, oh, it's not that dramatic like you see on TV. This is one person who it is. Like anything you could possibly think of, it's happened to him. And I'm like, damn, how you deal with it and still keep a smile on your face is, I mean, it's the best way to handle it, but like his stories are amazing.
And this is exactly why I surround myself with as many electronics as possible. It helps filter stuff out for me. It's like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a white, I guess I do have some white noise that plays at night while I'm trying to go to sleep, but like all the electronics get turned off at night, unfortunately.
You know, funny, depending on the spirit or ghost, but white noise can actually bring in.
Not for me. When I say white noise, though, I just mean like a lot of electronics, like working in around, like super high draining energy electronics. Sorry, I think there's someone driving past my house with a super loud stereo.
Are we getting an EVP right now? Because I'm here.
No, it's somebody with a damn megaphone on the front of their car.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Because I was like, are you sure the noise isn't bringing? Because I'm hearing them right
now. Yeah, and also the dogs.
What about you out there? Have you had any experiences that you can't figure out, or you know, you've had experiences with angels, or you've had experiences with somebody who was attached to the location? I have a lot of friends who've had these situations, but once I figured out how to like stop them, mm-hmm. I was like, oh hell no, I don't want to deal with that anymore. Like I've dealt with a lot of that from mm-hmm. childhood until, you know, like my 20s. And I was like, enough. Like,
yeah. And Trish, that's super scary, Trish. You're talking about coworkers or overnight workers hearing doors slamming shut. And yeah, Tammy, you got to try to protect your team with the experiences that they go through. Like one of the most common experiences at that really scary place that I worked at was that they would hear an elevator going up and down and seeing the doors open and close, but nobody was on the elevator, or the elevator is busted. Is broken, didn't work. Why are the doors opening and closing? How are you hearing it going up and down?
That is the worst when stuff like turns on by itself. Cause like, how do you debunk that?
Yeah.
I mean,
there really isn't any way to do it other than to like have an electrician come in and to rule it out.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have a side hustle of like, cleaning like office buildings on the weekends or whatever. It was like really good money. And you know, you don't have to deal with people,
yeah.
But it's on the weekends at night. Huge office buildings. I used to be so scared. And this was like kind of before, like I always knew I had experiences, but I didn't know that I was in fact like a medium. Like I didn't know there was a name for it or whatever. Cause this was, you know, the internet wasn't popping like that. But like we would go and I would just like, I would always feel drawn to like looking down a very long, dark hall and just feeling like, ugh. And then like going outside and feeling like I'm being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I would legit, like, I know like the offices were pissed at me because I would go into each one of those offices and I would say, closing the blinds. Like I just would always feel, and I wouldn't feel like that anywhere else. It was always that damn building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a medical building. It had all these other different things in there. So who the hell knows? Then if anyone knows that water is a conductor,
conduit, yeah.
of spiritual energy. And so there was a river behind. Mm-hmm. And I literally just heard this in my head just now. My grandfather actually drowned. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Seriously? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm live on air. I just figured something out. It could have been my grandfather that was watching me, because he actually drowned in that river behind there.
Oh, but wow.
I didn't really know the whole story like that until more recently. So I wonder if it was him. I literally just heard that in my But there's some other shit in there anyway, besides him. But like I say, you know the difference between, okay, I'm just scared of the dark and feeling something. So I would say trust your feelings, but don't just accept it. You tell them, back up. You're in my space. I don't want to deal with you. And see if the energy clears. Like, I didn't know that back then, so I just dealt with it. But it's as simple as saying, no, you're in my space. You're too close.
Mm-hmm. Back up, mother flower.
Okay. Your business, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh my God, Terry, that makes complete and total sense that the inmate apparitions would go after the officers and not bother the civilian workers. That makes mm-hmm. complete and total sense. And Carol's story, that I remember her telling me that a long, long time ago, and it's a really crazy experience that she had.
Wow, I just read that. Wow. Yeah, I wanna, what was I about to say? So a lot of the time spirits, even though it may be scary, spirits too, because spirits are very funny and more lighthearted. And so they will hide stuff on you. Mm-hmm. I had readings where I'm like, okay, I'm seeing that your brush is being hidden somewhere and you keep blaming your husband and your husband keeps yelling at you that it's not him and you guys keep getting into arguments. Oh my God, yes, that's happened. I said, that's your uncle, okay? He likes playing practical jokes in life. And so that's his way of saying, I'm here. I did this type of stuff in the living. I'm doing it now. Mm-hmm. Who else would be doing this type of stuff? So it could just be their way of getting your attention. It doesn't have to be scary. It's mm-hmm. basically the only way of... Take my pulse right. How was that?
I don't even know.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Oh my God. Stop it. Stop it. Medium. What the hell was that?
I don't know.
It was legit a song being played, but there is nothing in front of me that would be playing. Like, I have no type of music device on here.
It started and then it stopped. Don't even lie. Okay. You know you have a foot pedal down there.
I swear to God. Okay, I got to figure out what the words of that was. This is the second. Didn't that happen last week?
Mm-mm. I don't remember something that happened like that. Yeah, speaking of spirits playing around. See, that's what you did. You manifested that. To be clear.
I'm trying to figure out what the words of that song is, because spirits will play songs that mean something to you.
Well, we got it on recording.
I'll tell you right quick. That scared the shit out of me.
I don't even know. You weren't even touching anything. You had First your hands, all, you were talking with your hands and your phone went off.
You know how I do. Mm-hmm. All of my devices, the volumes are completely off, so I have no idea who or where or what that just came through. So that's crazy. That is the second time that happened. I don't remember if it was last week, but...
All right. We're going to have to find out.
Yeah. To confirm. Yeah. Spirits like to play jokes on you to say, hey, I'm here. So it doesn't have to be scary unless you're live on Facebook and you're in the middle of a sentence.
anyway, my goodness.
So for Trish and Carol and Tammy, for like, you know, things being flown or things dropped or doors slamming or whatever, it doesn't necessarily have to be scary. It could be just their way, their only way of saying, hi, I'm here, acknowledge me. Because if you saw a full body apparition or if you had the experience that I did, where I was opening up a financial building and I was there by myself. So all the lights were off. And when I went into the kitchen, which was like creepy as hell, and I go to turn the light on and you hear in your ear.
And you almost nope the fuck out of there. That's what's going to happen.
But that might be scary. So they have different ways of kind of like telling you I'm here without, you know, that's their way of, okay, I don't want to scare them, but I still here. So it doesn't have.
Oh,
wait, saying I'm here.
Oh, sorry. You froze there for a second.
I did.
Yeah. It was just a quick second though.
Right,
okay, it is 8:01, and we thank all of y'all for staying with us this whole time. We appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight, and we are absolutely looking forward to next week with Armand, Confessions of a Medium, and our merch store is there. We got that up. That's pinned to our page, so if you missed the comment earlier with the link, then if you could just go look at our page, we've got the merch store set up and ready for orders. Super exciting. I'm going to put pillows up there later on, by tomorrow, minimum. There will be pillows. Oh. Hi, Lexi.
Get the shit out of me. That was not her turning the music on, just so you know. But anyway, thank you so much, you guys. We love hanging out with you, and we can't wait to see you again next week.
Yes, next week. Good night.